More positions than you can possibly imagine. Hey everyone, Stephanie Costello here, mom of three, wife, animal lover, and entrepreneur. My goal with this podcast is to share healthy intimacy skills. If you feel you are the only one struggling, I promise you are not alone. It's time to take action and make shit happen. Alrighty, this podcast is not for tiny ears. I recently received a request to talk about specific sexual intimacy, and sometimes I avoid it, not necessarily avoid it, sometimes I hyper-focus on the connection that we're having with our partners before we go behind closed doors, which is super, super important and a skill that is practiced and focused on. And, you know, just because we're, you know, for example, say we were mad at our partner and in the morning time, and then nighttime came and it's like, oh, well, we're having our desires, so we're just going to ignore the fact that we were mad and then have some fun in the bedroom and hopefully that will fix the problem. Well, no, it doesn't. And so it's important to make sure that you're working on any problems in your life, in your partnership, before engaging in intimacy. And even if it's just like, hey, this is really frustrating me, I need this to be worked on, and vice versa, compromise, collaborate, communicate. And then we, okay, now that that's done, we're going to stop here and either go and have fun, or it can be spare the moment. It doesn't necessarily have to, just make sure that we're not rewarding bad behavior, which that's like the a behavioral analyst in me. Anyway, so now I'm just going, I have this beautiful, so back when I was like 19, just met my husband, we were in New York City, and we went to the sex museum in New York City, and one of the things I took from this museum is the Position Sex Bible. More than 100,000 copies have been sold. There are, I don't even know how many positions. There's even a checklist in the back. Mind you, none of the things have been checked off. There's 291 different positions in this book. So today I'm just gonna flip through and see what number I land on. So I landed on number 149, the long and deep of it, which is very interesting. So the woman lies face down on a rocking chair with knees on the floor. The man enters her from behind as he holds one leg up, one of her legs, not his. Deep penetration for him, increased clitoral stimulation for her. So use your imagination. I'm not going to post this picture in the show notes because I do not want my podcast to be marked as not, you know, not allowed to share or anything like that. So the reason why this would be deep penetration for him and clitoral stimulation for her is because as he's leaning more so to the side to hold her leg, she is going to be experiencing the penetration because he's able to get in further with the legs being separated more, as well as his scrotum potentially will be, depending on thrusting and how hard it's going, the scrotum will be stimulating her clitoris, as well as, because of the position she is in, her G-spot is definitely being stimulated appropriately. And so with the G-spot being stimulated, the clitoris is therefore also being stimulated internally. If you don't know about that human anatomy, I would love to have that conversation with you personally so that I can make sure I'm giving the proper information, because without pictures and diagrams and all the scientific-y stuff, it's hard to understand. Oh, look at that. I just ripped off the Band-Aid and had this conversation. I have been so nervous about having this conversation, but I know it's so, so important. So with all joking aside, and all seriousness up front, it is important that you're focusing on requesting not necessarily requesting, but talking to your partner about what they enjoy for stimulation. Do they enjoy deep penetration, or do they enjoy less penetration? Do they actually want to experience penetration that time, or do they just want to have fun and explore their body externally? I was recently talking with another individual, and the exploration of our bodies is so important. So when we're thinking about, like, where's the G-spot? I get that question all the time. It's different for every woman, but it takes self-exploration and it takes an open mind with no judgment. So when you're thinking about the different positions you want to try, which I'm more than happy to continue this conversation and do some more other positions, potential positions in a future podcast. But if you're thinking about the different positions you want to try, a conversation can be had first. Now, if you just want to be spontaneous, there you still want to have a conversation about spontaneity. So if you're sitting there saying, I want to be spontaneous, can you please prep something that's spontaneous for us, and I don't want to know about it, and whatever you think, then that's up to you too, to then be like, okay, I'm just going to let loose and let him or her experience and do whatever they would like to do. So I'm super excited to be having this conversation publicly, because nobody has this conversation. Nobody talks about what it should look like, or what the conversation should look like, what the experience should look like. And for future reference, when it comes to if this conversation is to be had in public, it's not for your imagination to explore what these individuals may look like. I definitely don't sit there and imagine what it's going to look like for them. I very much see, like, medical novels or pictures of, like, scientific, or I'm trying to think of, yeah, like human biology pictures, or the picture in the sex Bible, sex Bible. I look at those. I think about those type of things of like, okay, this is when that happens. This is being simulated. When this happens, that is being simulated. Or in this position, this is going to feel like this for that person, based on a nerve ending level, not necessarily like a picture image in my head. I don't know if this is making any sense, but keep your imagination to yourself, and just with you and your own partner. Don't think about imagining what other people might look like. That is not up for us to decide, to describe, to think about, or anything like that. I hope this was helpful. I definitely want to hear some feedback on this. So please, you know, message me, like, comment, share, subscribe, do all the things. I hope you all are having an amazing day, and I look forward to hearing from you in the future. Bye.